Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kevin. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I'm trying to understand why there was a $67.32 withdrawal from my account.
Okay, let me check that. Give me one second. Can I have the zip code?
37388.
Three seven
388.
88. Okay, and the name?
Les Jones.
Okay, sir, I see your name here. Could you please verify the shipping address?
519B Noblet Lane, Tullahoma, Tennessee. 37388.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay, sir. Thank you for confirming that. And I see that you choose a tactical bag welcoming gift, which was $7.95 for the shipping and handling. And that was a free welcoming gift because of your membership to the Gadget Store, which is a website that has factory prices instead of retail prices. But in order to be able to access them, you have to pay a fee.
But I canceled that. This membership.
Okay, sir. I don't have records of your call.
Yeah, I emailed.
Do you have a cancellation number?
That's what I'm looking for.
The only way to cancel the subscription is by calling customer support, sir.
Well, hang on. Let me look through the garbage bin because I got an email. What was it that I bought?
So I'll let you know, sir. It's a tactical bag. It's already on its way to you.
That's right. The small black tactical bag. That's right. All right, hang on. I'm looking.
But if you want, I can cancel the subscription to prevent all future charges, effective immediately.
Well, I don't. Yeah, are you going to refund the charge now?
Well, sir, everything was in the terms and conditions whenever you process that.
Just hang on then. If you're not going to cancel it, just stay with me because I'm looking for the email.
I have canceled the subscription, or I have a cancellation number. Do you want me to share it with you?
In just a moment, because I want to get all this taken care of. Because I just went through my paperwork or emails about this. All right, let's see. Let me see if it's this one. Right, hang on, not that one. What is the name of the company or the email that I would have gotten?
Well, sir, just email confirmation or shipment confirmation, something like that.
Yeah. What would the address have been?
The address is the one that you confirmed, sir.
No, the email address that would have come from your company to me.
Well, sir, I will be something like received confirmation or auto confirmation. That will be the title of it.
I understand that that'll be the title of it, but what does the email address?
And it should be, the email should have been sent around that 8, like the 8th of this month or the 9th, something like that. So just work on those things. But I have canceled your account, and I have a cancellation number. Let me know whenever you're ready to write it down.
Well, I will, but I'm still looking. So just relax.
Okay, sir. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
Are you not going to stay with me while I find this email?
I'm sorry, sir. I have to take another calls, and
you know
not
what?
Sure if you're going to be able
Yeah, give me that damn number.
Okay, sir. The number is 2600.
Slow down. 26. Slow down. 2600.
95.
35 what?
0.
350. I have 2600 95350.
Yes, sir. That is your cancellation number. Is there anything else I can do for you?
That's fine. I'm going to call back, and I'm going to want to speak to the supervisor. Or can you connect me?
Thank you for calling customer support, sir. Have a good night.
Call your supervisor.
Okay,
hello?
Sir. Yes?
I'd like to speak to your supervisor.
Okay, 1 second.
Don't hang up on me.
I will not hang up on you, sir. Okay, you're going to be on hold for 1 second while there is someone available, okay?
As long as it's a supervisor.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support. Have a good night.